Chapter 6, Devotional 6, Serpents, Scorpions, and Satan. No fear here. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, we read, "Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability, over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you." This is one of my favorite verses in the New Testament. As a speaker, I'm often in front of Christian men speaking on topics of faith. A popular topic, acting in boldness, comes from my personal mission statement, "Find your passion, live by faith, and act in boldness." I explain that as Christian men, the Bible tells us that we are sons of the Most High God. I cite scripture that shows that we, one, are spirit beings created in the very image and likeness of God, two, have been given authority, power, and dominion over all the earth, three, are anointed and blessed for success, prosperity, and wholeness in every area of our lives, four, have a mouth that is a divine instrument and we can use it to speak blessings over our lives daily, five, win or lose the battle with Satan in our minds, six, must renew our minds daily and set our mind on God, 7. Must commit to use the Word of God as the final authority for every decision in our lives, 8. Are the spiritual leader of our families, 9. Must be vigilant and alert to spiritual warfare and attacks by Satan, 10. Have kingdom armor and weapons that we must use in our battle with Satan, 11. Must understand that fear is not from God, but is a demonic spirit whose intent is to steal, kill, and destroy us. 12. Can expect Satan to use doubt, unbelief, and fear to tear down our defenses and gain access into our lives. 13. Live in Christ, and He lives in us. 14. Are more than conquerors, and the outcome of every battle was established on the cross. Child of God, I encourage you to live by faith and trust in God's word and act in boldness. Trample upon serpents, scorpions, and Satan's demons, knowing that nothing shall in any way harm you. Lord, thank you for your word. Teach me to walk in faith in the full authority, power, and dominion that you have given me. Help me stand firmly and boldly on your word, knowing that I can live my life free from fear and harm. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.